And how the bloody hell are ya? How the bloody hell are ya? G'day everybody, welcome to episode number 191 of the Average Man Podcast. A Grasp of Freedom, I believe that track was called. Grasp of Freedom, how fitting. I've got a little bit of a grasp of freedom of my own right now. That I'm trying like hell to hang on to. So, look, buddy, everybody, welcome to this week's podcast. I thought I should jump in and go do a little bit of a reintroduction. So if you're new to the podcast and you don't know who the hell I am or anything about me, well, welcome, g'day, how the bloody hell are you? I'm Dave, and I thought I should tell you guys a little bit about me. I am a 40-year-old man, dude, husband and dad of two kids, currently traveling Australia for, you know, a year or more, hopefully. It's sort of up in the air. There's a few things that'll determine how long that goes for. I am a massive health and fitness, fanatic, proponent. I'm mostly carnivore, my diet myself. I do eat fruit and dairy as well, but I don't really eat, I'm not big on veggies and I don't really do, carbs and processed foods and all that sort of shit. So very clean eating, very, very much sort of, meat's the main basis, and meat and eggs, and it's the main basis of my diet. That works really well for me. I'm not going to go on a tangent on that right now. I could go right down the rabbit hole with you, but I won't. I'll stick to the script here. Apologise if you can hear cars fanging past right now. I am in the caravan that I'm travelling with my family in right now. We're house sitting in a place called Mount Barker, so I'm sitting in the caravan out the front while the family's inside. I'm also a massive rugby league and UFC fan. I really don't watch the rugby anymore just because I'm doing other things rather than sitting around watching TV on the weekends. And the UFC, I've recently, for the first time in my life since I started, so for the first time in the last whatever it's been, 15 years, I've just kind of cancelled my UFC subscription, like my Fight Pass subscriptions, because I used to watch all the fights. And then obviously that's a little bit expensive when you're traveling the country without a job, without an income coming in. So I've cancelled my UFC Fight Pass subscription. The last UFC I watched was UFC 300 about a month ago, 3 weeks ago maybe. And, I'm yet to figure out how that's going to look moving forward, but I'm a massive fan, but I don't get to watch as much of it as I used to because I just am focused on other things in my life currently, Look, I really believe in living a life that you enjoy, a life doing things that you love with the people that you care about. I don't particularly believe that the standard 9-to-5 existence provides that for many of us. Certainly not for myself. And I'm aware that we need people working in those types of jobs, for the society as it is to exist. I understand we need people doing the 9-to-5 jobs. But I'm quite certain that more than enough people will keep doing exactly what they're doing, no matter what. And that system will continue to, charge on forward as it has the last 100 years. I don't think that way of life is in any danger. But what I'm passionate about is motivating the people, motivating and helping other people, particularly men and specifically fathers, but anybody who vibes with what I'm saying. I'm passionate about motivating and helping them do just that. Find what they're passionate about. Find the solutions they need in their life to gain the freedom that they need to start living the life the way that they want to do. Start living a life of passion. Start living a life where you are actually working towards something that means something to you, not just doing, a job for somebody else, for somebody else's company, for somebody else's dream, just because you feel like you have to. So there's a lot that goes into that. And we talk about it quite often on this podcast. That is sort of what this podcast is about at its core. It's me fleshing out my ideas and talking about my passions, and we talk about music, and I have opinions on things that are going on in, society and in politics, and I give my advices and my point of view as an average man, as an average bloke. And, I really am passionate about inspiring other people to try and ask more from themselves for their lives rather than kind of just accepting what's been pushed on them or what they've fallen into, which is I've done for most of my adult life as well. And I've just, over the last few years, really solidified on the fact that that ain't living, Barry. That ain't the way to do it, man. There's more to life than doing that. So I'm exploring all those options myself right now, and I just implore people to do what you need to do to find your passion and live it, man. If it means selling some shit, some fucking stuff, and changing job and putting yourself into a position where you don't have to make as much money to cover all the stuff that you bought, then, you know, you should seriously consider doing that. I'm a huge advocate for downsizing if it means you can get a better quality of life, man, because we're so fucking concerned with what other people think about us based on how much shit we have, where we live, and what kind of fucking job we do. And it doesn't equal happiness. It doesn't. You know, there's those lucky people who are passionate about the career they've already got, their 9 to 5, whatever the fuck it is. That's what their drive is. That's what they're where they want to be. Those people, they're already where they need to be. So I'm not talking to them. I'm talking to you, motherfucker. You know who you are. The other guy who's fucking lying awake at night thinking, well, how the fuck did I get here? Is this all there is for me? I thought there was more. I don't fucking like where I'm headed. I feel trapped. I want something else. I'm talking to you, man. I'm talking to you. If that's who you are, you're in the right place, dude. That's what we fucking talk about here. We're exploring the solutions to that issue in real time together on this podcast. And you're in good fucking hands, because I'm a fucking guy that goes and makes things happen, that happens, that pushes the boundaries, that asks questions, that puts myself in uncomfortable situations like I am right now. I'm doing what I can to figure it out from my end, and I know I'm on the right path. I'm on the right path simply because when I was just doing the 9 to 5, working for somebody else's company, borrowing money to buy shit that I didn't need, I was facing the opposite direction, man. I had my back to the goal where I wanted to be. I was facing the wrong fucking direction. Now I'm facing the right direction. There's a myriad of paths in front of me. It's about finding the right ones, the ones that are going to work. There's a very wise, wiser beyond his years, a friend of mine, Jordan Potts, the Conscious Carnivore, who's been on this podcast before, said to me recently, success leaves clues. And that's a really good little piece of advice. You know, you can pay money and do courses and get mentorships and all sorts of things. And I think a lot of that's really valuable if you get the right people, you know, in the room with the right people and you have the right mentality. But also, just open your eyes and listen too, because success leaves clues. There's people who have done it. You don't have to figure everything out for yourself from scratch. You just need to ask the right questions of the right people and then action what you've learned. So that's what we're doing here, man. If that shit interests you, if that gets your blood flowing, for a more vulgar expression, if that gets your dick hard, then you're in the right spot, man. We are not a politically correct podcast here. We do talk all sorts of crazy shit from time to time. I love to have a joke and a laugh and say things that'll make you raise your eyes or hopefully make you laugh out loud or make you fucking turn the volume down real quick if your kids are listening. So be wary of that. We're about having fun here, about being raw and about being honest and about feeling, man, and about figuring it the fuck out. So if that sounds like you, dude, you are in the right fucking podcast and you're in the right place. And if you think you've got friends who would benefit from this and would enjoy this too, go ahead and send it over to them. Fucking, you know, copy the link and share it to them or text it to them. Fucking tell them that they need to get their ass onto Spotify or podcast, iPad, oh, I can't even say it. You know what I mean? Fucking get onto somewhere where you hear podcasts and find it and listen to it. Let's share the vibe and the information and the, you know, this community that I'm hoping to build with more people, man. So that being said, moving forward, the last week, I think I spoke to you guys last from Greenock in the Barossa Valley, the day after Mother's Day, so 6 days ago. And we spent a bit of time at Greenock there, parked up on the side of an oval, which was like a campsite we could get in a little town in the Barossa Valley. We didn't do a heap of exploring in that town, to be honest, because it's kind of when you're in the Barossa Valley, as pretty as it is and as nice as some of the places around there are, it kind of revolves around going out to like a winery or a restaurant or a pub or a brewery or whatever it is and spending money and drinking alcohol and stuff. And don't want to do too much of that. It's expensive and, try to limit the drinking to the weekends as well. So we didn't do a heap of that. Then we moved along to another town just outside of the Barossa region, Balhanna, which kept making me think of Valhalla, the Vikings. Balhanna, we stayed there for about three or four nights. Again, on another oval, there's all these like campsites in the middle of these pretty little towns where you're like camped on the side of an oval, which is weird, but cheap and easy and affordable, and it's nice to be near grass. Everybody that listens to this podcast regularly knows how much I love camping on grass. So that's cool. And then we went from there to another little German influenced town called Harndorf, which is just down the road from Balhanna. And we went there a few times, and it's cool, man. Like the whole street set up like a little German village, and it's got all German, pubs and restaurants and fair and ware. And you go cruise down there, it's kind of like you're in a little different, it's kind of like you're in a little German village for a bit. It's cool. It was very cool, very pretty, very interesting. We spent a few days there and really, really enjoyed ourselves. And all that's on the YouTube episode that should have been launched this morning, but will be launched probably by this evening. So go to the Average Man podcast YouTube and check that out if you want to have a look at that and see what it looks like for yourself. We are now, as of yesterday, in Mount Barker. We're house-sitting here for a week. My wife has to go to the doctors later in the week and see a specialist, so we're kind of in the region for a bit longer. We were planning on pumping straight down to Mount Gambier, but, things happen, we adapt, we adjust. We're here in Mount Barker for a little bit longer. We went to the animal sanctuary in another little town not too far from here today, which was really good, really, really good, man. They got dingoes and koalas and kangaroos and emus and snakes and lizards and eagles and owls and all sorts of shit. Really cool an animal sanctuary there. And what it is they've just got a big swath of land where they put up a huge big electric fence, 2.1 meter high electric fence around the entire outside of the perimeter, and they've just kept all the ferals out. And there is some infrastructure there, but a lot of what that place is just been left as it was, wild outdoor ecosystem without the feral animals, and it's thriving, and it's kind of like what a lot of Australia would have been like 200 years ago. So that was pretty cool. Very, very, very worth going to, and really, really cool spot. We've got plenty of cold weather down here. That's something that I'm getting used to, not enjoying getting up. And as I said, I train, I'm a fitness freak, so I train early in the mornings. I train at about 5:30, 6 o'clock in the mornings these days, outside in the fucking cold, in the dark, hands freezing. So that's been unenjoyable, but just part of what we're doing down this part of the country at the moment. And we also finally bumped into another family at the last place we were at, Balhanna. For the first time since we've been in South Australia, we met another family, which was really great for the kids to all just hang out with kids. So we've been craving that kind of. So that was really good. I also met this can collecting lady at the Balhanna campgrounds, oval side. She was cruising through the camp yesterday, and I just outside finishing off my workout. And, she came up and had a chat to me about the dog, and she kind of looked a little bit, kind of like homeless, not quite homeless, but, she was, living it rough, I suppose you'd say. Older lady, probably in her 60s, late 60s. And she was collecting cans, and I had a bit of a chat to her, and she was a really nice lady. She'd been around the area for ages, and really sweet, gave the dog some treats and stuff like that. I just spoke to her for about 5 minutes or so, 5 or 10 minutes. But she did have, very distracting, she did have a clear drip of snot hanging off her nose the whole time. It was a big drip. I was waiting for it to go, but it it wouldn't. It was really hanging on. And it kind of like, you know, like if she leant backwards, the drip would run from the tip of her nose back towards her lip. And then, you know, she'd lean forward, run back to the tip of her nose again. And it was very distracting, you know. You could, for a positive spin on it, you could tell if the ground was level or not when you were talking to her, for sure. If the drip was like in the middle of the bridge of her nose, then you'd know you were on level ground. And if it was at the tip of her nose, then you'd know you were sloping, you know, away from her. And if it was back towards her lip, then you'd be sort of on an incline. So it was, I suppose, it was handy like that if you wanted a human level. But I wasn't really looking for a human level at the time, as handy as that would be. So it was kind of distracting for me, and the urge to like flick it off, ping, just flick it out into the middle of nowhere kind of crept over me a couple of times, but I didn't do it. That would have been rude, obviously. But yeah, it was different. Really nice lady. But it does bear mentioning that she had a self-leveling snot drip hanging off her nose. I normally do a little bit about what's going on, you know. I welcome a bit of a week's review we've just been through, and a little bit about what's on my mind at the moment. So we'll move into that. And what's on my mind at the moment is really kind of a lot of, we sort of touched on this just before, a lot of learning and a lot of upskilling. And that can actually create some uncertainty and like a dip in confidence for someone, certainly for myself, as you completely, you know, immerse yourself in an industry that you know nothing about. So I'm completely taking a left turn in my life right now, learning all new skills, looking to do things completely differently for the next decade of my life than I have for the last 20 years. And that does create a little bit of uncertainty. There's been a lot of decisions that I've had to make and it's kind of been a little bit overwhelming, to be perfectly honest with you. But I do feel like I'm coming out the other end of that now, and I am ready to take, you know, the next steps to move towards building a new business and heading in a new direction for the next stage of my life. But that certainly has taken up a lot of my mental capacity and really has actually took over my my life for a couple of weeks there, and I've had to do a bit of a step back and like reassess and kind of set some boundaries and some rules for myself moving forward, because it wasn't working out. I left a high stress job last year where I wasn't happy, and you know I couldn't switch off from work, and I was always serious, and I really wanted to come and do this trip with my family. I've been dreaming and planning for this for years. And then I was like all of a sudden putting myself back into a situation where I'm stressed out all the time and thinking about this new endeavor all the time and couldn't switch off from it. And I'm like, hang on, dude, this isn't what it's about. It's about creating a new lifestyle where you get to be with your families and not be stressed out, where you get to learn new skills and have time and location freedom. It's not about putting yourself back in another box and just being stressed. So I had to do a bit of soul searching, a bit of, conferring with myself, a bit of, you know, praying to the higher power and asking for a bit of guidance and help with that. Started doing some like meditation again this week, which I used to do a year or two ago and really went away from that. I've come back to that, some meditation daily, just sitting down and shutting the fuck up and being quiet. And I don't do it where you like get all the thoughts out of your head and don't let any thought enter your head or whatever. I just sit there quietly I don't mean to sound wanky. Anybody that knows me knows that I'm not into real wanky language. You know what I mean? I think I spoke about this really on the podcast. You know, you talk about specific things. You sound like a wanker. But for lack of a better term or lack of a better way to explain it, I try to kind of just center myself, which means, to take the wankiness out of it, which means in day-to-day life, you can be torn in all fucking different directions, man. You got things coming at you from this direction that takes a bit of your attention off with it. You got things coming at you from this other direction that rips through you and takes a bit of attention off with you. Imagine you're like this little pole in the middle, you know, and everything that wants something from you zips past you and takes a little streamer off with it. That streamer is part of your bandwidth, part of your attention, part of, you know, who you are. Takes a bit of that with it, and you got things coming at you from every angle, all fucking sides, just ripping little bits of you off, and you kind of just end up reacting, and you what is your little core, little rod in the middle there is becoming less and less as more of it gets ripped off in different directions. So taking 10 minutes to sit there in the dark, in the quiet with my eyes shut and just center myself means that anything that's not important of those little streams that's been ripping away my attention gets to just drift off, cut it, snip it off and just fuck that off. That just disappears off into the distance. Anything that is important needs to be reordered, which means what is most important to me? For me, it's my family. It's being a good husband, being a good dad, being a good leader, being a rock for my family, making sure I got my shit together, making sure that there's no point being a success in any sort of, you know, endeavor in life if you're not a good man, if you're not a good dad, if you're not a good husband, you're not a good father, all those kinds of things, you know. So making sure that that is my priority, setting some goals around that for the day, and then letting things, you know, the next important things in line come in after that, and really just like taking the pressure off the wrong things and the importance and the spotlight off the wrong things in life and refocusing them on the right things in life and then starting my day like that. That's been huge for me because it's hard. You can get lost in that sort of thing, you know. And I'm not doing what I've done for the last 20 years every day anymore. So I'm not the guy to the community that I was. I had a community of people around me, and I was a certain guy to them. I was a leader, and I was this, and I was that, and I was competent and confident, and I knew what I was about. And that's not there anymore. So you got to re-find who you are and carve out a niche for yourself in the world, and that can be a little unsettling. So that's what's been going on in my mind lately. But I am figuring out the tools and, you know, to do that and to stay solid while doing that, you know, in real time, on the fly. So it's been a good week for me in that way. And I've had some time to make some big decisions that are going to affect the next, you know, the next stage of my life that I was a little overwhelmed with and wasn't able to make decisions on. So that's been really good for me, man. Really, really good for me. And, you know, it's not a bad thing to be humble and to be, to be humbled at times in your life and then build from that again. It builds character. And, you know, there's a saying, you're only as good as, you know, as your last project. You're only as good as your last win. You're only as good as you know, yesterday. You know, as which means it doesn't really matter what you've done in your life if you're not willing to keep doing it again and again and again. As far as putting the right things in place and figuring shit out and getting the wins, you don't want to be that guy that's talking 20 years later about who he used to be and what he used to do and what he accomplished once upon a time. No one gives a fuck. What have you done today? What did you do yesterday? What are you doing tomorrow? That's all we really care about. That's all life cares about, you know. And it's a good exercise to, you know, it's good to get yourself in that frame of mind so that you don't try and rely on what you've done or who you think you are or who other people think you are or the past, you know. Rest on your laurels, as they say. Yep, great work. You did something that was fucking meaningful and you had a win there, and now it's time to get back to work and work on the next thing. And that's, you know, rinse and repeat kind of mentality. So, yeah. And as far as what I'm actually working on, look, just watch this space. More will be revealed as the parts come together. I'm more about showing people than telling people about things. So on a side note, how smart are some people? How smart are some people? The things they invent and develop and the things they do, mate, I am just such a dumbass in comparison to the things that people know and figure out, the technologies they build and the systems they create, ways they figure out to make money, people inventing things, scaling businesses, figuring out how tech works and mastering it, building systems and figuring out complex problems. Like, people just do some amazing shit. It's fucking crazy, and I just, and it makes you feel like a dumbass sometimes when you look at it. Do you ever get that feeling? Sometimes I see people, and I think we're fucked. Humanity's going down the shitter. People are so dumb and shallow. It's all over. It's a fucking TikTok fucking, society. It's shallow, and nothing means anything, and we're fucked. Sometimes I feel a bit like that, and then I see some of the ways people are figuring out and conquering situations and designing a life for themselves out of a vision and a dream, just building things, inventing things like I spoke about, just doing amazing shit. And I think, damn, there are some amazing people out there doing some awesome shit. And it gives me hope and it gives me inspiration. I joke about feeling like a dumbass, but it does just put into comparison how amazing some people are when you look at what they do and you just think, holy shit, how do they do that? Even simple things, even if it's not a specific person we're talking about, like, just look at the technology, look at the fucking world, look at what we've figured out, man. Fucking electricity and internet and satellites and fucking computing and fucking cars and fusion power and space travel and fucking photography and videography and medical sciences, and it's fucking, there's some people out there just doing some amazing shit, man. And you just think, oh jeez, oh, what the fuck am I doing? But it's also really, really inspiring. And I was speaking about my wife, speaking about this with my wife the other day, about the difference between jealousy and inspiration. And I think that it really comes from the same base emotion, which is envy. You see somebody doing something that you really respect and heading in a direction that you really would love to see yourself heading in, or just achieving something that you know took a lot of hard work and it's really impressive. And you have a feeling of envy when you see that. Envy on its own isn't bad. It's what you do with that that matters. It's how you pivot after that initial feeling. You know, it's do you get envious and then become jealous and, resentful of that person for what they've achieved and what they've got going on? Or do you see them be envious and then go, and then turn that envy into inspiration and go, wow, I want for me what that person has achieved for them. What did they do to get there? What do I need to do to get there? Let's fucking go. Like, that's inspiration, right? Even if it's not something you want for yourself, you just see someone that's achieved something and you go, wow, they've achieved the thing that they fucking really wanted, they've worked hard for, and is, you know, bringing them value and pleasure and joy in their life. That's awesome. I'm envious that they've done that for themselves. But now, how can I use that to better myself and to inspire myself to move forward? And that's the difference there. You know, it's you hit a crossroads or a fork in the roads. You get envy when you see something that someone else is doing that's amazing. You either go jealousy, dead end road, nothing comes from it, resentment, you know, hate, spite, no growth, or inspiration, and then just endless pathways open up from there. So it's a bit of a no-brainer how you should approach that situation when you come to it. And it's everywhere. If you open your fucking eyes up, if some people are so scared of what other people are doing and how it's going to make them feel that they won't even open their eyes up to it. They don't even let themselves witness it. So they're not even aware of what's out there because, you know, it makes them feel too small. And that's even worse, I think, than jealousy. It's just living... Just, you're not even opening the door to give yourself a possibility to have other pathways to follow. You're just keeping the fucking door shut. And that's a damn shame on its own. There's some amazing people out there. And you get to see all of them because of the internet, you know what I mean? You get to see them because of the internet. You know, it's a the internet is it's an amazing place full of all these amazing opportunities, you know. I spoke last week about whether or not other people are seeing some specific trends on their algorithms online and stuff. And I'm very certain since then that it really is the algorithm that's showing me certain things on my feed, and it's not necessarily new trends that have started up. It's just what I'm being exposed to. The algorithm is insane, man. Like the entrepreneur, digital marketing, online business kind of vibe on my feed is out of control. Even the MMA and the kettlebell stuff is being swallowed up by all that stuff now because the algorithm's got, you know, an idea of what I've been looking at, what I've been into, and it's just like pumping me with more of it from every fucking angle. It's insane. It makes you think it's like an explosion happening right in front of you, but it's been happening for the last 5 to 10 years, especially the last 5 years. I just wasn't consuming any of it, so it never came to my attention, you know. But it's crazy how much influence that algorithm has over your feed, over what you see. And that comes back to how impressive people are for me, because some people understand that whole algorithm thing almost inherently, and they know how to jack the system to kind of make sure they're front and center on the right feeds, and they just understand how it all works and how to get their message and their marketing out there in front of people. And that is a teachable skill, you know, but it's the internet. And as great as it is and as opportunity filled as it is, it's still filled with sharks, you know, who tell you what you want to hear just to extract money from you. And that can be hard to navigate. But the answers and the right people and the information really all is out there. So I guess it's just that whole exercise of sorting the chaff from the wheat, as the old saying goes, you know, and figuring out who's real and what's valuable and what's actually going to help you, and spending your time on that and not wasting your time on the, you know, the snake oil salesman, you know, the fucking grifters. And I wonder what that looks like in the future, you know, with people becoming more savvy to it, but certainly more people attempting to make money that way in the future, and also with the emergence of AI, like how, are you right there, pup? Coughing and hacking away there in the background. As AI emerges and how that's going to interact with that whole, you know, that whole scene. And the future is going to be really, really interesting. People are certainly starting to employ AI in their online businesses already in a big way. So that's just going to be a growing space. And I guess like everything else, AI and technology related, it's going to develop exponentially over the next few years. So it'll be a very, very interesting space to watch, you know, moving forward. Look, we like to do a little section on here called Get the Fuck Out of Here, which is where I think of something that's happened throughout the week where I just looked at it and thought, get the fuck out of here. And this week's one's fairly simple. We were on one of the ovals I spoke to you about at Greenock Oval, actually, camped right on the side of like a sporting oval, kind of like the little bollards that separate the edge of the oval were like 2 meters from the edge of my from my caravan door. So all our like mats are laid out there. We've got clothesline hanging there, like table and chairs. Like it's our living area, essentially, our outdoor living area, you know. And on the Monday morning, I believe, the sprinklers came on. We hadn't been on. We'd been there a couple of days. They hadn't been on yet. The sprinklers came on, and it was like, ah, oh, fuck, they're gonna wet the front of our caravan area. So I ran outside and folded some stuff up, pulled it back out the way. And then it became apparent that the sprinkler water was actually reclaimed sewage water. You could smell it. It was shit water. And the entire oval that was on a, you know, was on a timer where it went from one system to another, and each system went for like at least half an hour, and the whole thing was on like these shit water sprinklers were spraying right up into our living area, hit some people next to us and sprayed the front of the caravan and stuff. Like this is a paid campsite where they know people are camping there. They charge you to be there. And they got shit water spraying on the front of your fucking caravan for no less than 9 hours. came on at 7:30 in the morning, went all the way till fucking mid-afternoon. Those sprinklers on that oval were on for 9 hours, man. So just alone on the front of our caravan for the two stations that were there, and over an hour of shit water spraying straight to our front living area in our van and fucking all over the people on the edge of the oval. There's mushrooms growing all over the oval, and like I was doing my handstands and shit on there. Whenever you come down, your toes would go through the grass into the dirt like it's really sodden. I didn't know what that was all about. Now I know why, because they fucking water it for 9 hours. They water the oval for 9 fucking hours with this shit water. You don't need that much fucking water. You don't need to spray people with reclaimed shit water either. Get the fuck out of here, man. This is a fucking paid campground, you muppets. We sprayed us all with your shit water for 9 hours, man. What the fuck are you doing? There's puddles all over the oval. No one could use it for the next 24 hours. It was a fucking swamp. Get the fuck out of here, man. The fuck are you doing? Oh. Mate, look, that brings us to the end. Give me 1 second. Oh. That was real professional, wasn't it? You know, it is what it is. It's the average man podcast. You get what you fucking get, all right? No. I'm going to play a song for you in a minute from a band that I played a song from last week, who I've been really vibing on lately. It's the lyrics and the, yeah, it's just... It's pumping me up. It's giving me inspiration for my workouts in the morning, but also just for everything that's going on in my head and what I'm doing with my life currently. It's just really, really getting me pumped up. So I'm going to play Ready for War, Pray for Peace by Adelita's Way in a minute. But before that, just wanted to go out and say, look, if you guys enjoy this podcast, I would like to ask you for your help. I am doing what I can, as you know, to bring in another stream of income to extend our travels and keep creating content and keep doing what I'm doing, living this lifestyle with my family. And that means that I am asking if you feel that this is of value and would like to contribute in some small financial way, you can do so either through Substack. You can become a paid subscriber over there. You can sponsor me directly through Patreon, or directly through the through Spotify. Look, I'm not a millionaire, and I'm working as hard as I can to bring in another stream of income and keep this going on. And I am working really hard on all the different pieces of content that I'm creating for you guys weekly. So if it is valuable to you, you know, your support would mean the world to me. Look, I've got the podcast that I do. This takes preparation, obviously, and time. I had a time out of my day to record and publish it. I do the Substack, which I publish weekly, which is, you know, I write a blog on there. That takes time out of my day. I do the YouTube, which we air fortnightly. That obviously takes time to record and to edit and to publish. There's daily shit I put on Instagram and Facebook and all the other social media platforms that takes time out of my day as well. And just thinking about these things and tying it all together and trying to make sure that I'm bringing value to you guys, and then I'm bringing, you know, education and entertainment and all that sort of stuff. It takes time and it takes energy, and I love doing it and I want to keep doing it. So I just, you know, if it means something to you, if it's valuable to you, there are ways you could support me. Any small contribution would certainly help, you know, moving forward. I believe I'm doing everything I can to bring value. So I don't have a problem asking that at this point of the game. It's something that's been on the cards for a while, and I do believe that I'm putting in the work now to justify that. So, and if not, mate, I just appreciate you guys listening anyway. Listen, do, you know, share it with your fucking mates, repost the episodes on your Facebook or, you know, send it to your friends, fucking in Messenger, whatever the fuck you can do, whatever you can do. Listen, watch, long, fucking follow, subscribe, share, all that sort of shit, man. It really, really helps, and like it actually really helps other people who listen to the and follow along the content that I create. Sharing it is huge. I don't think you guys actually realize how huge it is. So if you like what I do, do me a fucking favor, man. I see some of you guys doing it on socials, and it means a whole lot to me. And I'll always hit you back and tag you and reshare it and interact with you guys when you do that. It means a lot to me, and it really helps as well. So appreciate that. Moving forward. Let's just get out of here with this song, Adelita's Way, Ready for War. All right, sweet.
truth is fake.